This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A member of a World Health Organization team investigating the origins of COVID-19 says full access has in fact been granted in Wuhan, China. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
A member of the World Health Organization team that's in Wuhan, China, investigating the origins of COVID-19, tells the Associated Press the team was granted full access to all sites and personnel they requested.
I didn't expect to get that level of openness.
Peter Daszak, a disease ecology expert, says the team thoroughly inspected the seafood market that was linked to early COVID-19 case clusters.
We were in the toilets, in the air vents, looking down under the grids.
The WHO team plans to present a summary of findings before departing China next Wednesday. I'm Mike Gracia.
Coronavirus cases have dropped at U.S. nursing homes and other long-term care facilities over the past few weeks. The dip offers a glimmer of hope that health officials attribute to the start of vaccinations, an easing of the post-holiday surge, and better prevention, among other reasons. A statistic showed that more than 153,000 residents of the country's nursing homes and assisted living centers have died of COVID-19, accounting for 36% of the U.S. pandemic death toll. Although experts say the vaccination rollout may be contributing to the drop in cases, other factors are likely playing a larger role. French President Emmanuel Macron said Friday that he backed Europe's centralized approach to buying COVID-19 vaccines, and that it would have been a wrong approach to take a nation-by-nation stance. He added that the European Union faced vaccine production constraints. The situation would improve, however, from April. His comments come as the European Union has been under criticism for EU member states over delays.